You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, September 17th, 2019. Very, very special show coming at you here. Before we get into that, I need to let y'all know season 5, season 4, season 3, 2, and 1 are all up now on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, LFODradio.com, and pretty much anywhere you could find a podcast. If you have a podcast app that you listen on that it's not on, let us know. Someone told us they listen to Podcast Republic. I didn't know about that. I found them. I hooked them up. Now we're on Podcast Republic. So let us know where you want to catch that. Tons of episodes on there. The Alumni Cypher series, if you aren't hip to that, just hashtag Alumni Cypher 2019. Definitely want to hear that. We had more than 30 MCs in here throughout July, just ripping on air all month, setting the bar higher and higher every week. There's definitely some viral moments. You will see them coming back. It is not the end. And yeah, we're back every year with that. We're getting ready for season 6 as well. That's going to be starting in October. Stay tuned. We'll be dropping those guest lists. If you're tuned in, let us know at LFOD Radio _ on Twitter, LFOD Radio everywhere else. Shout out to everyone hitting us already tonight. We've been active on there. It's dope to see. Hashtag LFOD Radio. All that good stuff. Artists, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us your clean records. If we like them, we'll play them, and then we'll go from there. They got to be clean, though. Submissions at LFODradio.com. Clean records, MP3s in the link. Include a bio if you have one. At the very least, please, a song title, maybe your Instagram or Twitter, somewhere we can let you know that we've played your music. We played a bunch of stuff last month and cannot find the people anywhere on social media because we just got an email dropped. And we found their SoundClouds, and there's no social media on there either, so I don't know. But let us know where we can get at you so we can build. And finally, last but not least, if you have not checked out the Patreon, that would be dope. Patreon.com/LFODLife. We just got a new patron. Shout out to Ryan. I don't know if he wants me giving his full name, but shout out to Ryan for joining the team. We got a lot of things that are going to unlock as we get more and more people. And we haven't been pushing that super hard, but we're going to be doing a lot with it soon. So definitely stay tuned. There's also exclusive ciphers from the Alumni Cypher series on there as well. But now, the moment, if you've been tuned in on social media, that you've all been waiting for,
drum roll,
or maybe if you're completely surprised, I have with me tonight, on the left, we have the legend himself, the one and only A-Ball.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing today?
Back from New Mexico.
Indeed. Oh, boy.
Back from the ghost state.
The ghost state?
Yeah.
Is it spooky out there?
It's spooky.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Ghost stories. You told me about shapeshifters.
Yeah.
And like I've seen some videos of those, and I'm not messing with that. And, oh man.
It's a place that you can feel. There's a lot of energy there. Yeah, it's powerful.
Yeah. Very neat.
And this other voice we're hearing, we got Brandon with us tonight.
What's up, people? How you doing, Boston?
They're out here. They're doing great.
They're out here, man. Oh, yeah. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, well, so Brandon is gonna be joining the show from now on.
Yes, sir.
We did a search. We started looking this spring. Over 150 applications. I narrowed it down to almost 20. We did a bunch of interviews, talked to a ton of people. And I met a ton of dope people, and some of them were going to continue to do other things as well. Shout out to y'all. But Brandon is going to join us on the show. You've got some experience on air already.
Yes, sir.
You want to let people know where you're coming from?
Yeah, I'm coming from Western Mass, actually. I did a show for 3 years on WMUA called First Spins, hip-hop based, you know, spinning new records, having a lot of local artists. So I'm happy to bring the talent here, you know, started off fresh on Live Free or Die.
Yeah, man. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to be here.
Full send.
Yeah, full squad, full send. And Amanda's on her way. She'll be here soon as well. We're going to be, you know, building this chemistry nice and quick and then getting the artists in.
Very lit.
Yeah, I already feel it with y'all. You're on the same page. Ghost stories and
spooky stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Spooky vibes.
We'll have the spooky sesh.
yeah. Big spooky sesh.
Halloween special.
Yo.
Coming up.
We did that one. Yeah, we did that before. Yeah, we can do costumes. Yeah. When's, is it a...
Hey, that's soon.
Yeah, that's
Halloween's coming up.
Is it? It was a Tuesday one year.
Oh, man. That'd be crazy.
I don't... It's definitely not a Tuesday. It is... Oh, it's a Thursday. So there's going to be some wild parties. That when it's a Thursday, that turns into a four-day...
Oh, yeah, a four-day bender.
No one goes to work on Friday.
Yeah. Can't. So let us know what you're doing Halloween, because we want to pull up. Yeah. That's for sure. And we'll get our costumes ready now. I'm awful with Halloween costumes.
The same. I always like scribble a mustache on and pretend I'm a pilot or something.
Yeah, I just get mad and decisive. I'm like, I could be a basketball player, rapper. Let's see, what else can I be? You know?
don't put yourself in a box, man.
I'm just saying, it's so hard to choose between. You know what I mean? Like, what superhero can you be? You know, you can be like...
Anyone you want,
but you don't want to be the dude in the full costume, you know, all decked out, like at the party. Like,
yeah.
You don't. I've done the big costume thing, and
you're sweating.
It's not mobile. You'd be like, you're bumping into. We did cardboard cutouts party, one year, and it was awful. It was just like, let me bump into people throughout the night. And I'm made of cardboard. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes costumes.
Let me rub this cardboard on you. Let's dance.
Yeah, it's tough.
One time I had an eagle mask. That was what I did last Halloween. I literally just had an eagle mask and I got bored. I was like annoyed about holding it. I was like, all right.
It's like costumes are too normal clothes now.
Like, let's just party and pretend like we're spooky. I don't know.
Pretend like we're spooky. Yeah, I got spooky vibes are in effect for sure.
For sure.
October's here already at LFOD. Yeah, he was out in New Mexico cutting trails and basically molding the future young minds of America out there.
Hopefully.
He had a chainsaw.
He's needed.
Yeah, he's back now, though.
Yeah.
Grew a beard.
Yeah. Grizzly.
But it sprouted out from the mountain.
Right.
Just a mountain. I just turned into a mountain man.
So, you got to become a mountain man.
This big red beard sprouted out. I just woke up one morning and like the whole inch of it was just...
Right, you just couldn't control it. Just like, God.
I don't understand it.
You feel like it triggered like an extra splash of testosterone or something?
Honestly, I think that cutting trees does that.
Like, really?
I think someone told me that.
Action, man. Yeah. That action is so manly.
It's like the adrenaline. Because it's just like so manly. But like, it was just a lot of adrenaline. You know, I would say it was almost like I almost turned into an adrenaline junkie. It was like, it was straight up like you're just cutting the trees. And
these are big trees too,
right?
Yeah,
about 10 inches in diameter.
That's solid.
Yeah,
that is solid.
They got to be like 30 feet tall, some of them, and 30, 40. And
hundreds of years old, just...
Oh, yeah.
Peace. Knocking them out.
Probably like 70 years old. But like,
we're doing exaggeration.
Not too bad. You know. It's good for the forest, I swear to God.
It really is, though.
Yeah, it is. There's legit science behind that. We can talk about that if you want.
Yeah, that's not what they're tuned in for, though.
Yeah, something else.
We're going to play some music. I also want to talk about my weekend because it was wild.
Word.
And but we'll come back with that because I think we'll be getting Amanda in here. We're going to play a couple records. Then we'll go get her. Shout out to everyone going hard in the mentions. We got this record earlier. It's from Mansa K. He's out from your neck of the woods. Well, Worcester, not quite there.
I was like,
so it's not almost on the way to you.
Yeah, it's like midway.
Well, this is Mansa K. This is his record, Gorilla. And y'all are tuned into LFOD Radio.
Let's get it.
Gorillas in the summertime, they gon' come for anything. They take you up before the light, so treat it like emergency. My n***a trying to find a route, but for now. now we levitate. Even matches pound for pound, we treat it like it's featherweight.
You know there's snakes in the grass, you gotta kill them when you see them. Taking trips, that's European, eating by the Coliseum. I'm on the phone with my homie and he's talking bigger reasons. Higher purpose beyond the surface and decoding life's meaning. My left hand leaning out the pile like a roster. Not saying I wasn't listening, but it's steady scheming. Just focused on tomorrow, can't predict for future seasons. Plus it's heating, so don't be out for one reason.
Gorillas in the summertime, they gon' come for anything. They take you up before the light, so treat it like emergency. My n***a trying to find a route, but for now we levitate. Even matches pound for pound, we treat it like a featherweight. Gorillas in the summertime, they gon' come for anything. They take you up before the light, so treat it like emergency. My n***a trying to find a route, but for now we levitate. Even matches pound for pound, we treat it like a featherweight. Hold that creeping by the trunk. Hand on the pump, don't need to give it up right now. Stop sign, red sight. Think there was a third killing. Know it if I read right. Used to be a rare sight. Now it's barely headlines. Getting too tired. Wanna hear a new line. Watching out for two sides. Ops in the blue lies. Only thing that matters is in getting home tonight. Never get caught lacking, cause we practice every day. Head is on a swivel. Keep a pivot like James. The game will never change, but adapt to every play. No need to fade away when you're good at close range. Chest up around the block, walk around like Luke Cage. Once them sharks smell your fear, they light you up like Johnny Dang. Gorillas in the summertime, they gon' come for anything. They take you up before the light, so treat it like emergency. My n***a tryna find a route, but for now we levitate. Even matches pound for pound, we treat it like a featherweight. Gorillas in the summertime, they gon' come for anything. They take you up before the light, so treat it like emergency. My n***a tryna find a route, but for now we levitate. Even matches pound for pound, we treat it like a featherweight. Hold that creeping by the trunk. Hand on the pump, don't need to give it up right now. Said, hold that creeping by the trunk. Hand on the pump, don't need to give it up right now, no. Gorillas in the summertime, they gon' come for anything. They take you up before the light, so treat it like emergency. My n***a tryna find a route, but for now we levitate. Even matches pound for pound, we treat it like a featherweight.
Peace is meant to explain a state of tranquility. Okay, so why don't you try thinking of another way to say goodbye now that you're amongst civilized people?
Well, Mr. Civilized, peace can also be used interjectionally as a request, greeting, or farewell. So, try to find another way to be an ass if you don't know your grammar, that is. Peace.
Do it for who love me and whoever need me. We wrote the rules to this game, called it my peace treaty. Yeah. And no, I ain't a 5%er, but these women turn me colder than the coldest winter. I'm chasing spiritual riches, why you straddling fences? I ain't been eating, I've been way too busy in the kitchen. Speak on different colors, they gon' call you racist. But if you speak on different visions, they gon' call you crazy. Yeah, peace to my brothers living in fear. Peace to my sisters shedding them tears. Peace to the ones no longer here. I swear we all stuck living for someone who's not here. Yeah, I send peace and love through for anyone who never felt that love too. Gotta stay clear from the segregation. I'm here to bridge the gap amongst the separation. Had to take a step back, open my eyes. You hear the pain, feel the visions that I vocalize. Yes, I'm more than wary that the fame is momentary. Separated all my eggs, you know I'm more than ready. Moving steady, more than life, you know we all equal. We at the end of the story, I'm here to write the sequel. Yeah, a new chapter for these new rappers. It's gonna be written in stone, everything I established. Yeah, peace to my brothers living in fear. Peace to my sister shedding them tears. Peace to the ones no longer here. I swear we all stuck living for someone who's not here. Yeah, I send peace and love through for anyone who never felt that love too. Gotta stay clear from the segregation. I'm here to bridge the gap amongst the separation. Peace.
My brothers living in fear. Peace to my sister shedding them tears. Peace to the ones no longer here. I swear we all stuck living for someone who's not here. Yeah, I send peace and love through for anyone who never felt that love too. Gotta stay clear from the segregation. I'm here to bridge the gap amongst the separation.
What's wrong with you? I treat you like my own. son, and then you come in here and you disturb me. Huh? Have I ever lied to you? I'm coming, I'm eating a nice dinner here. You could have sat down, ate some with me. What were you before this? You were a bum. You were on the street, jerking off somewhere. And then you come in here asking me some change.
Hey, buddy, like BD, where you been? It's like I don't even know you. I was filling up the paper bag like it's Whole Foods. Trying to put my mama in the mansion with a dope view and lining up nines, my inbox on Sudoku. Hard to think straight, so I keep my thoughts vocal. I remember being disillusioned in a vote booth. Still dealing with trauma from cops killing our children. Almost changed the government name to please don't shoot. Call my city Banner City, cause we got the banners. When Kyrie came to the Celtics, man, that was magic. When Gordon Hayward hit the hardwood, we all panicked. Then we bounced back on them like the Pats of Atlanta. Bounce back is in our DNA. Who the hell told you that you gotta wait for another king to lead your way? Got a dollar in a daydream and a day job. I clock out to knock him out on the beat. Dream away. Need to get up in the morning. 7 a.m. I don't use an alarm. Murder raps when I'm yawning. But the police are never involved. Dip it all in hydrofluoric. So the evidence is gonna dissolve. Whole squad up in the army. You were not ready for war. My brother know you were not ready at all. Everybody wanna ball. Everybody hiking up the same path. Now the people gonna fall. Gotta practice till you're perfect. Gotta bag it with a purpose. Got a package and I gotta pack it with a gold wrapper on the surface. Just so that y'all can admit that it's hot. Somebody tell me I'm not. I'm hot as a bottle of kerosene with a lid mask. Down in Tennessee in the middle of summer at midday. When the sunlight looking dumb bright with a gunfight across the street. Ain't nobody hot as me. Beat it butane, what you call that? Someone tell him check the title. Yeah, this the fallback. Even all my rivals have to witness my arrival. Cause I'm gifted like a bridal shower ticket to the Eiffel Tower. Beat it flow like Michael Jordan with the step back. Wet, more like jumping from the free throw with a jetpack. Back. Two things that I love, my mother and my colors too. Free EP on the way, boys, coming soon. Yeah, now free, free, free. Yeah, say free, free. Free my people, free my brothers, free my sisters, free their mothers, free their aunties, free their cousins, free, 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 yeah, okay, free EP on the way, boys, coming soon.
Creeping up them stairs, I cut your head off. Clean beam. Take the body and split down the middle like a string bean. A quiet killer. Murder rappers who got that pop a pillar. Every week put out a project that's full of album fillers. I got a fetish killer, y'all style of rappers. Got a closet full of bodies and these sound clouders. Wearing chokers with their glitter color coach bags. I see you, you toe tag. Shatter your collarbone, crack your thorax. Skinny's. Use their faces as disguises. They raw flesh get chewed on by people eating Bobby. I use the skull bone to hold my bottle. I'm 5 years from 40, so I guess I'm getting from they mama. You know I want that 50 plus vagina. She love me long time and take me shopping. What you call a sugar mama? Try to mumble rapper dead in his eyes in this recorder session. Kept yelling yeah for over 40 minutes. And then it had the nerve to spill lean on my low. The bullet flew, now bleed on my low. She try to play my status with names is clown shoes. My palms baby powder then level the ground. You please don't confuse me. I'm not these little chasing clout or some old groupie giving mouth. I introduce you to the rude me. Then when the your whiz and take your kids to the movies while you try and make the music. I listen to they but wasn't giving me buzz. Beside her tongue is crazy long. She got I advise y'all before y'all take out time out. I live cause not a soul living in my timeline.
All right, we're back. LFOD Radio. That was Squeegee O with Flesh Eating Bobby. Before that, we had John Beatty with Fall Back, Jay Biz with Peace, and we kicked things off with Mansa K with Gorilla. We now have Amanda Shea.
Hey,
in
yo,
the
yo.
Building.
Hey, everybody.
What's up, Amanda?
What's going on?
I'm doing good.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
I missed you. I'm glad to have you back.
It's good to see you again.
Likewise.
Honestly, yeah.
We'll
I'm
catch
glad,
up.
I'm glad the fam's back. You know, this is fun.
Yeah, and
this
full
is
a effect.
You see the red coming out now?
Yeah.
The red? Oh, it's the lighting. I just moved over. So.
He said cutting trees triggered something, some new level of masculinity in him.
Mm.
He's virile.
Okay.
I turned into a feral human being out there in the mountains.
See.
And yeah.
Have you been, Amanda?
I've been good.
You've been living?
I've been busy.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna come. I thought I was gonna see you.
Listen, okay, so I was in
it's all about A-ball.
I was in like Virginia. Okay, so I wasn't in Virginia on Tuesday, but I had just came back the day before that.
Oh, and
I had driven down and driven back up, Saturday. Yeah.
You do not need to explain yourself to him.
I'm tired for you.
Or anybody.
No, but I, absolutely, love A-ball over here. And I've missed him.
He was. It was like a puppy that...
I saw him on IG, getting it.
They came inside, and its owner wasn't there. No one was there, and someone kicked over his food dish, and...
What?
Just super sad.
You just hear the whimpering, when you look
Amanda?
At him.
Yeah. But hey, new guy.
What's up?
Hi.
I'm living out here.
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Brando.
I know your name, but I just had to,
I'm just making sure, we got to have the chemistry on
We're going with Brando?
Brando
with the flow?
Brando.
Welcome to the show.
That's what I like,
You gotta say
Brando. Yeah, Brando.
I should see it. I like it.
Say it again for the people.
DJ Brando.
Brando.
DJ.
DJ. Wait.
What?
You just added the DJ.
If you want it, because we're DJs right now. You know what I mean. So when we're in this environment, DJ Brando. But y'all call me Brando. You know.
Okay. Word.
We're Brando. Brando.
Brando, where you came from though?
Yo, I came from Northampton.
Hey.
I whipped out here. I said LFOD's going down.
That's
I gotta get out here tonight.
That's super far.
I gotta get out here.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Northampton.
Appreciate the dedication.
That's next to Mass Mocha and stuff, right?
That's in the Berkshires.
That's way further.
Yeah, Mass Mocha's in the Berkshires. That's 2 hours from Northampton. Okay. But
it's still out there.
It's not Boston.
Not Boston.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
It's definitely Western Mass.
Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. It feels good to be here. I feel the warm energy, you know?
It is getting warm in here in general.
Yeah.
I like having new faces, you know? It spices things up.
Yeah.
Shout out Ejik. You got the hoodie on.
Yep.
I see you.
Movers,
out here.
Movers.
They're so comfortable.
I took a selfie in it the other day. It was crazy. I had to.
I totally have not done that, but I've worn it way more than
Yeah.
I've definitely had more than.
Shout out to Ejik. Shout out to everyone that brings us clothing.
Merch.
Or snacks, or
sunglasses,
albums.
Shout out Red Shades.
Really, anything. Yeah. We appreciate it. Records.
With the Red Shades.
Right?
Yeah, I remember she handed them out. I was like, oh my God, a present. You know, it's great.
The shades are crazy.
Yeah.
There's lighters and towels.
Okay.
Look at the website.
Sweet.
Yeah, red lighters on deck whenever we're ready.
Red Shades. Actually, they're white with red.
He's got
writing.
One. Oh, I thought he was
white lighters.
Yeah. Do you have a lighter right now? You're gonna pull it.
I literally thought he was just about to.
I was playing
rip it out
with
of
my
your
hair
sleeve.
Scrunchy.
You really got me hyped for nothing, man.
I like the tracks though that we've played thus far.
They
have been very
I'm
fire.
Feeling them.
Yeah. John Beatty.
Yeah, it was hard.
Muy Fuego.
I'm gonna hit up every single one of them and be like, "Yo."
Yeah, that Manta K track was hard.
That intro was crazy.
I was crumping in the seat.
He was crumping out here.
He was crumping. Yo, he was doing numbers on the IG stories last week. He's been dancing in the stories.
Word. Yeah, I saw.
Artists were loving it. They were hitting us back. Like, dude's got moves.
That's funny. It was nothing.
Stay tuned for the
LFOD
dance segment. Yeah.
He's been everywhere. I've been seeing him on everybody's IG dancing.
There was a big old event, and so all the dancers in Boston this past weekend were very conglomerated, you could say. We were just 10 deep everywhere going on. It was awesome. So we were at Stacking Styles Volume 3.
All right.
Yeah. And it was an event hosted by Stiggity Stacks, the dancer. You said you met him.
Yeah, I met him at the Rec Shop event out in Ironbound.
Yeah, that's mad cool.
The Soul Fest.
Word. The Soul Fest. Dope. Yeah. So apparently he was DJing out there. He does that. He is also a dancer. And so he puts together a workshop that then leads into a big competition. And so people from Houston came out, people from LA.
That's lit.
Yeah, there's big names there in the dance world. And we all got together. It was Thursday to Sunday. There was workshops. There was club events.
That's dope.
Competitions. It was just it was a blast, you know, and I literally was like broken by the end of it. I was dancing so much.
Yeah, just ripping it up.
Yeah, and the last day I took these workshops and like slammed my knee on the floor. And, I was like, it was Sunday night and I was like, yeah, that was a whole thing. Like,
yeah. You
know, I woke up the next morning.
It's
like,
it's broken. Like, those, and that knee pain, when you hit your knee too, was nothing like that pain too. You can't move.
Yeah, right.
Immobile.
It's the joints. Yeah, they mess you up.
It's the joints.
Watch over those joints.
Watch out.
That's awesome, man. We got to do more dances on the way for sure.
Yeah, and there will be more events. I'll try to keep you all posted.
Speaking of which, you need to come out to the lab showcase. We have a date October 12th.
The lab showcase.
Yes. Okay. Like I told you before, and you were like, "Word, I'm gonna come." And
that's
then
right. Then I left.
Oh. It's cool. Like you went in the trees. I understand. no shade. I just wanted to let you know. It's coming back, so definitely come check it out.
I will be back.
Yeah. Dancers just got a way different vibe. Like
we out here.
The energy is crazy.
Yeah, it's almost like over the top at times. You're like,
but I love it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I love it. I love all of it.
And catch that gem from Amanda too. You see how she promoted the event before it happened?
Yeah.
That was fine. It was
on Tuesday, fire. Just like, four-day event. Yeah. Dope, dude.
What I should have done last week is repped the event before it happened. But
you got it, about it
this
bro.
Week.
Yo,
you can show up next year, and we're going to have the function.
It's yearly? Perfect. Dude, you're ahead of the news cycle. Let's go. Next year.
Yeah, next year.
Volume four.
You just bump the news, bro. Official, yeah.
Gotcha.
Bang. You're here to hear first.
While we're doing that, that was actually a perfect segue, because we've been dropping our monthly show flyers. So we just got the other one, the new one. We're dropping tomorrow. We already let y'all know about the first half of September. Rest of the month, Thursday, we got Oompa up at the Press Room in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Same night, we got the new wave at Maggie's Lounge. Shout out Alcide and the Good Music Showcase.
Gang, gang.
There are four shows on September 21st. We got Red Shades at the Fluff Festival.
Gang, gang.
We got the Field Day Pop-Up Festival at Xfinity Center. Rec Shop is doing their Movement Parlay at Ironbound Marketplace.
Gang, gang.
Marlon Craft, the Hashassins, and Rec Shop again are at Middle East.
Gang, gang.
Yeah, 21st is crazy.
That's crazy.
I feel like there's almost even more things. I'm going to be at a creative session all day. Bad Decisions Collective is doing something. So if you want the info on that, get at me. Then the next day, we got, you know, the final piece of Experience Boston Cannabis Week. We got Lupe Fiasco, Bia Slane, Marcella Cruz, Latrell James, No Hugs, Lisa Bello, The Devils, Twins, Jeannie Santiago, Superstar Snook, DJ LC, DJ Slick Vic, DJ Deadeye, DJ Deadeye, Live Art, Food Trucks, and more. And stay tuned because I'm not saying who we're going to be talking to at that, but we might be talking to some people. And then the 25th, Snow the Product, the Middle East. The 27th, Stiz Michael Christmas, and more at Artists for Humanity.
Okay.
The 28th, The Shift is back.
Oh my gosh.
This is an exclusive. Flyer isn't even out yet, but on the 28th, The Shift is back with Hall and Notes. That's Tim Hall and Cliff Notes, their production duo. So September's about to be wild. So
what is it with fall and music events?
Yeah.
It's the energy. The spooky energy, man.
Spooky energy. Yeah.
Big spookiness.
Big spookiness.
If you want to, you can tag at LFOD Life in all your flyers. Just tag us right in the photo, or if it's on Twitter or something, just add us, or you can tag us there. We'll share it right away to the stories and stuff, and we'll put it on our calendar, and then people will know.
Shout out everybody that you just named. Like, look at how many people that it, like,
so many
gang we out here.
Yeah, we really.
There's
really
a lot going on.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful.
And can I let you know what I did this weekend?
What'd you do?
Yeah.
So I was at Nightworks on Saturday.
Ooh.
And Nightworks was dope.
Shout out my guy.
Who's your guy? Razen? Yeah.
That's my guy.
So Razen brought out, Exile and Surplus from California.
Crazy producers.
Yup. He brought out First Official, Tiba, Dusty Manipulator was there, Nat was there, Inspector was there, Samo was on the visuals. They had a rare Marc Maron hosting, which was dope. He ran over. Kadeem couldn't make it. Marc did a show with Oompa and then ran over after and hosted.
Shout out the GOAT.
Yeah, it was a bunch of people popping
Mary
up.
Mary did Roxbury Love and then zoomed out over to Nightworks.
Yep.
That's lit.
And that was a real, real solid night. Oh, shout out Scope Apparel was in the building.
Gang, gang.
My guy with the biddies, he does creative. Biddy, B-I-T-T-Y is the most fire production toy. It's out now.
Okay.
He
I think I've seen those before.
Creative audio solutions. It's four buttons and two knobs. They're fire. I was playing with those, jamming. I was jamming with Replay and like a couple other dudes on them. Super fun.
No pun intended.
And dude, High Society Vintage was out there. Mad people. It was dope. Very dope. But yeah, we chopped it up. We ended up chopped it up with Exile for about 20 minutes, which was dope. That interview's coming. Surplus, First Official, all them. So that was fire. Shout out to Nightworks. Word is out. I guess the word is thoroughly out. And all these producers that have been coming out, when they're going back to where they're from, they're talking to each other and letting them know Boston.
Yeah, this is where it's at, man.
So
it's jumping.
It's cool to see people fly in from around the country and be like, yeah, we heard this is the place to come.
Yeah. So, man, that event sounded super dope.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah. The
finale's in December. We'll be there too. So. Yeah, you might want
to
come. It's going
to
be good. So Nightworks has been, they've been going super hard for a few years now. Luckily we've been it. We've been it pretty much every one. So it's been cool to see it grow. And shout out to Backlash Beer for hosting as well. You know. And what else did I do? We did a photo shoot on Sunday. Shout out to D-Ruff.
Yes.
Shout out to Sophia for popping up. We did a real quick, like, maybe an hour shoot and got some crazy shots.
It came out so good.
Thank
so
you.
Good.
Thank
it really,
you.
Really did.
I'm starting to like taking people's pictures. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something fun about it. I don't know. It's just satisfying seeing the end result.
Yeah, if you can bring like the right smile out of someone, it's like, wow, I'm really happy about that. Or whatever look you're going for, you know?
You got to channel that energy, you know?
Big time. So that was my weekend. I'm feeling good about Boston, though. Like, lots going on. Lots of great stuff.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All through the, you know, the dance world, I feel the same.
Like, we're about to link up. We're going to do something. Yeah. We're going to do something for sure.
Yeah, I like love how you just did that. You just, like, slid it. The dance world.
Did you guys remember the dance world?
Seriously.
The way you were talking, it really got me, like, stewing a little. I was like, yeah, like, I was so surprised at how international, I mean, not international, like how much of like a national event it felt like this weekend. There were people from Houston, people from LA.
That's dope.
And it's just like, you know, I just wanted to say that. It's like, it was a really big, fun time.
Shout them out, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Don't,
like,
don't
Project
backtrack.
From LA with the Crump classes was lit. You know, Rascal Randy with the floor work. She won the whole competition. She's a California-based dancer, LA, I believe. Bay Area. Yeah. And we had Aaron Defunk from Houston repping. We had people from New York. Wolf is a dancer, and Poppin' Fresh, these dudes were just like, you know, I never knew that there was such a deep history, you know, of dance, and it really opened my eyes to, you know, like the legacy that is being passed to me, you know.
That's fire.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm excited for you to open our eyes.
Yeah.
You know, bring us with you on
for
this journey.
For sure. Yeah. And for the listeners, you know, like, if anyone is interested in dance events, you know, like, where I'm gonna be trying to, like, promote them a little. And
hell yeah.
You know, just let everybody know, you know, like, if you're trying to go out and dance, you're trying to go see a competition, you know, like, we're gonna have some cool things coming up soon.
Yeah, A Ball is the plug now. You heard it here first. Dance moves.
Word.
Dance moves.
Dance moves.
You want to play a record and then come back? I know Amanda has, like, grilling questions for you, dude.
Oh, I'm ready for them.
Me?
Yeah.
I guess I'm in the hot
She's
seat
She's always
now.
Got oh, yeah. one on deck.
Let's go. Let's get Amanda.
This is very
Turn
true.
On the
now
hot
we can
water
go
now.
To a record, give you, like, yeah. let you breathe.
We're building drama. This is
let
suspense,
you
know?
For a
All right, you're tuned into LFOD Radio. We'll be back
Shout
after this. This is Promise in the Land of Milk and Honey by Paul Willis. And it features Alicia K. Hall and Bossy Vibe. This is one I think you're going to feel. Yeah.
Okay.
what's in a promise. We used to pinky swear under yellow lights. You were sitting comfortably on my handlebars as we cruised through the neighborhood. We bent dirty street corners and whispered secrets until my grandma would call me home. What's in a promise? You worked yourself around the clock so we would have enough. The bodega and the pizza shop knew all of us by face and by name. They would feed us when you were double shifting at Beth Israel. We went to church and swore that God would always guide us, and you always have. What's in a promise? Hope lives in your eyes. I've seen you in all stages when you express joy, sadness, anger, and doubt. Belief is what got you through. In your darkest moments, when everything has been stripped away, all you have is your word. And while our city and our politicians break their promises, our word is bond. Bonds that we make with trust, faith, and love. The Bible once talked about the promised land, but it wasn't a physical place. It was a state of mind, a state of being. Be trust, be faith, be love. Become your promise, and may all of your dreams come true.
Feelings are for you and you need to know the truth, girl. I always had a view and I gotta make a move, girl. It's all about you, girl. What I'm gonna do, girl? You don't got a clue and you got me so confused, girl. Feelings are for you and you need to know the truth, girl. I always had a view and I gotta make a move, girl. About you, I got a smile. You got my heart racing like I'm out of random mile. I never thought I'd see the day I say I want a child. But now I'm being honest and I want another hug. I wish you were still kids, I could appreciate the love. Cause now I'm getting old, I ain't really good for me. But you bringing it back and I hope that I'm enough. Said it's all about you, girl. What I'm gonna do, girl? You don't got a clue and you got me so confused, girl. Feelings are for you and you need to know the truth, girl. I always had a view and I gotta make a move, girl. It's all about you, girl. What I'm gonna do, girl? You don't got a clue and you got me so confused, girl. Feelings are for you and you need to know the truth, girl. I always had a view and I gotta make a move, girl. Gotta make a move. They try to tell me what to do. I want it to be me and you. I want it to be me and you. To be me and you, I said I gotta make a move. They try to tell me what to do. I want it to be me and you. I want it to be me and you. To be me and you. Remember the first day in the park when we met? Little town kid, swear to God that I was blessed. Took one look and I knew that you was the best. All this shit of facts and I'm speaking with my chest. Got one glance and didn't worry about the rest. It's like I was searching but never really on a quest. I'm scared to see you leave cause I feel that I'm obsessed. And I can admit that you had always been correct. Said I gotta make a move. They try to tell me what to do. I want it to be me and you. I want it to be me and you. To be me and you, I said I gotta make a move. They try to tell me what to do. I want it to be me and you. I want it to be me and you. To be me and you. Said it's all about you. Said it's all about you, girl. Gotta make a move. Said it's all about you.
I said I gotta make a move. They try to tell me what to do. Gotta be just me and you.
say I gotta make a move. They're trying to tell me what to do.
Gotta be just me and you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I focus on what was near me. Now I got my game right. Everything 2020. Future looking so bright. Happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view. Everything 2020. Used to be this. I focus on what was near me. Now I got my game right. Everything 2020. Future looking so bright. Happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view. Everything 2020. All the politics. Stuck on who was talking this. I just gave out so much love, I swear that pay was torturous. Had a few that sat me down saying, oompa, get your head on straight. If you think you great, then good. Let them tell it, then you ain't. Everybody wants an end. They just want it to be them. Jealousy's a human trait. You don't have to go defend. That's a battle you can't win. When you war on with yourself, it'll beat you down so bad your enemies won't need no help. Huh? Focus on trying to love you and not get drained like this industry do. Study the greats, be better than them. And when that's not coming, you know what to do. You living your life for somebody else, you never be satisfied because it ain't true. You know that better than most, don't come out yourself and every and that nigga. Used to be this, I focus on what was near me. Now I got my game, right? Everything 2020. Future looking so bright, happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view, everything 2020. Used to be this, I focus on what was near me. Now I got my game, right? Everything 2020. Future looking so bright, happy who running with me. And looking in my rear view, everything 2020.
Gang.
She held it down heavily during the photo shoot as well. We brought the Bluetooth out. You got to have some music when you're shooting.
Oh, definitely.
Sometimes. It was actually night and day. Sophia, no music, and we got one vibe from her. D-Rub is like, what you got? Throw on that work. And we went. And
it
was dope because we got the whole spectrum. So shout to Oompa
that
for putting out
crazy.
That album. Cleo is out now everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere.
So you're talking all streaming services?
Yes. Everything.
All yes, platforms?
Everything. All okay. Right now.
You can catch her Thursday night in Portsmouth at Press Room. We will be there.
Gang, gang.
I think we're going to have hoodies for sale, too. So if you want a hoodie, pull up to the Oompa Show.
Yeah.
It's the only place you can get them right now.
And you know, I heard today that Issa Rae is doing a remake of Set It Off.
Saw that.
I don't care. Oompa. I'm telling you, Issa Rae saw and was like, I'm going to do the remake of Set It Off.
Cleo's like strangely in the air right now. I think Rhapsody has a record called Cleo. It's weird that it's all...
Is it weird?
Yeah, it's just tapped in. It's universal timing.
Maybe.
Who did it first?
I mean, always Oompa.
Always Oompa.
Just saying.
Repping.
Just saying.
You never know. Just we saying. Don't know. But she's the one that matters right now, for sure.
Always.
So.
Repping.
These guys got to know each other a little bit before the show and then while we were kicking things off.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be spending a lot of time with DJ Brando.
Why y'all gotta say it like that?
Just Brando, guys. I'm chilling. You know, we all having a good time.
We do need some fire drops. We got it. Like, so, the button podcast. The sirens. Just got the
drops are coming too.
Dope drops.
Wait. I bought a pocket operator, like almost just so I can load it up with drops and start dropping.
Let's go.
The Tay drop that we have is crazy too, of him just doing the Jamaican air horns.
Let's go.
You know, we got some fire.
You're gonna be spending
a lot of time with him. You know, so we got a couple more weeks. We're gonna be hanging out before we start bringing people in. But you know, what do you want to know about this guy right now?
What to know about me? You know.
I don't know. What is there to know about you? I would say let's do an icebreaker activity, right?
So,
tell me something that I wouldn't particularly expect just off the top of, like, seeing you.
Maybe. Okay. I'm super into, like, analog things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I really love, like, film photography and, like, only spinning records type stuff like that. Like, I'm from, like, the 70s or something.
Like vinyl?
Yeah,
okay.
Like vinyl. What's another weird thing about me?
I didn't say weird. I just said, like, just, like, something unique.
But I'm kind of a weird person. So it's, like, it has to be a weird thing, right?
I think everybody's weird.
That's true.
Mm. So what makes you unique?
What makes me unique?
What is your valid, like, no, you're not weird enough.
Yeah, right?
Is everyone weird?
It's hard to be, like, weird.
I don't...
As a person, to say, like, what makes you unique, I feel like that's kind of, like... I'm just messing.
What is your particular strain of weird?
You asked what would surprise you, and you said the analog thing. That's kind of rare.
That is rare. Yeah. I like the fact that you said vinyls. That's really dope, because I feel like a lot of people don't really like go back to the basics, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
I would say, who do you listen to in Boston?
Like, in Boston?
Yeah, right now.
Right now, I'm really into, I mean, I love the projects that Stiz just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Stiz, Michael Christmas. I got to check out Oompa Now. That was sounding crazy.
Okay.
Sounding absolutely nuts. There's a lot of talent out here. There's some artists that I'm not sure if you guys know about that I know at UMass. Desmond Dane, he dropped a project. He's from Boston. Enlighten, Jordan mm-hmm. Tolbert, he's from Boston as well.
Okay.
So it's like a lot of artists that are out here just dropping a lot of projects that aren't even known of, you know what I mean?
There's a new artist every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. So.
Big facts. Okay. Also, why LFOD?
LFOD because it's live, free, or die. You know what I mean?
Big facts.
Freedom is taken for granted nowadays, especially in these times of day. So, you know, you got to live, free, or die, literally.
We're losing it too.
Do you want to ask him? Really good.
What does live free or die mean to you?
I remember when Sam asked me this. I kind of just said it, you know, just really being yourself and not conforming to whatever people want you to do. Just living free and what your morals lie in. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. I like that answer.
Yeah. Keeping it real.
Very similar,
you know?
One.
I'm going to go back to the weird thing. What's the weirdest station appropriate thing about you? That you feel comfortable sharing with the world.
Let's see.
It's the weirdest thing you do, semi-regularly.
The weirdest thing I do, semi-regularly. Sometimes I like to eat burnt popcorn. You know what I mean? I'll burn my popcorn purposely.
That's
just
strange.
So I can get that aroma.
Yeah.
You guys rock with that?
Yeah, that's strange.
No. Listen to me. So when popcorn gets a little bit burnt, that's when it's the most perfect. People don't know. You know, they go
a little burnt.
A little burnt, bro. Okay. You want a little bit of brown
on
there.
I can see that, yeah, but how burnt? I'm not
talking like scorching burnt. I'm talking like a nice brown crisp to it. You know what I mean?
I could see that. A few kernels here and there.
No. Amanda's not rocking with it.
I can't even fake the funk right now. I'm just like, no. Even just the smell of burnt popcorn is like...
Well, maybe you just don't know how to finesse your popcorn.
Perhaps. Or
he goes like down to the second on his microwave.
Yeah, it's down to the second.
Like 47.
It's an intricate moment, you know what I mean? Right when it turns.
My dude.
Take it out.
I got something for you that if you haven't experienced, I think it's right up your alley.
What's
it's
good?
Both analog and popcorn related.
Let's go.
Have you ever done the little pop skillet thing that you put on, you put it, you cook it directly on the burner.
But it looks the best that way, too.
It's a little like pan type thing, and you put it and you shake it, and it gradually pops and fills. That's the time when I get that flavor. That's real old school. You cook it.
That's like that Jiffy Pop.
Jiffy Pop. That's what it's called.
That's that real.
It's a foil thing, and it expands.
That's like 80s baby.
You need to get on that one.
My mom just makes it in a pot.
Oh, word?
Yeah. I actually don't even know how. Honestly, I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
She has a popcorn.
It always comes back to food on LFOD.
Popcorn brings everyone together. Yeah. Even if y'all don't like it burnt, it's okay.
My mom makes a crazy molasses, candy corn one. That's where I'm at. Like, now I got to bring some. I saw the face.
We're also just like talking about fall stuff because like that's caramel.
We started
like caramel popcorn, caramel apples.
With the popcorn on top.
Caramel.
Yo, big facts. Yeah.
How do you say that word?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Wow.
You say caramel?
I'm a caramel guy.
Caramel.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You say caramel too?
It's the caramel.
It's caramel. We started with the spooky vibes. So I feel like this is kind of, becoming fall themed. I'm liking it.
Fall's one of my favorite seasons.
I can't wait to go apple picking. Get those cider donuts. That's really why I go. I mean, I don't like apple. the donuts at the
end. Do you go on the hay rides too?
I haven't been on one of those in a while, but I do remember
haunted hayride or a hayride.
Just a why gotta be haunted?
Haunted hayride.
Haunted hayride.
We used to go to one when I was a kid up in York, and they got after it. They had like the chainsaws without the chains on them. They'd run after you, and you would dangle your feet over the side.
Right here.
It was crazy because it was pretty nuts. We used to go as kids, and you always think stuff is super scary when you're a kid, but this is how I know because. They would jump on the edges of the tractor thing that you're on, the trailer, right? And they would jump on, and this one guy jumped up, and this grown-ass man, like, shrieked, stood up, and dropped the dude with a right. He just dropped him off the trailer on. And then we used to go every year. And then the next year we went.
He wasn't ready.
A very long thing about like do not interact with the performers. And no one ever jumped up on a trailer again.
This guy got knocked out.
He got dropped.
But
as a kid, I was really scared. And then the fact that that much, much older man was also terrified made me feel a little
bit
better.
Scared as you.
About not wanting to dangle my feet over the side with these monsters. So,
man,
shout out to
I love scaring people.
The dads bringing us every year. And we had a buddy that not for air, but hay rides. Let's go see It 2 together, guys.
Ooh,
I heard it's not that scary.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think the original one was scary, but this one that just came out a couple years ago didn't really do it for
me. But was the original It scary because like how old you were when you watched it? As a comparative to now, and then like they just remade it, and we're like, "Oh, this isn't scary." It's
I don't know.
It probably never was.
Pennywise was pretty.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Gnarly.
Listen, I grew up in that era, so like, scared the hell out of me. So like,
You probably watched it live on TV.
You know what?
I haven't seen either.
That's not what we're doing.
This is a gross session.
Anyway, so
that's what was going on here.
You didn't think the new one was scary though?
I haven't seen. I don't really do scary movies. Like Us to me was creepy.
That was creepy.
Us.
Like scary movies.
Us was creepy to me.
Yeah, that
I didn't
was real
see
creepy.
Us yet.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, what?
That's that Jordan Peele one.
Twitter always ruins his movies for me before I get to them.
Well, you can't be like paying attention to Twitter.
Yeah. I struggle with that.
Well,
they're not the movie review.
I'm just saying when they're in that like house, like that mirror thing.
Yo,
bruh.
Nah.
When the lights went out, bruh. I was like, see, this is why I don't watch stuff. Like this
is why I don't get myself into this.
This is why I just don't do it. So
So we'll go apple picking then, I guess.
Yeah, let's just.
I like apple cider donuts too.
No hay rides.
Yeah, we get on the hay rides, especially haunted ones that you just described. I don't want no parts.
You don't
want
to go to Spooky World.
I want no parts of none of that. World. No.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah. Aren't you from New England?
Yeah.
I've never heard of Spooky World.
Okay, that does sound familiar.
Spooky World. Like, there's billboards.
Yeah.
And there's,
yeah,
like, at Dunkin' Donuts, there's, like, the coupons.
Yeah,
and really? They have
those. Yeah, okay. Spooky Worlds, if you got to advertise with us, because you are missing a whole demographic. Like, if you're out here not knowing about Spooky World.
Amanda runs on Dunkin',
don't be caught slipping like me.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Spooky World, of course.
You drink coffee, bro.
I do.
I make it at home.
He's practical.
Yeah. Get that thermos life going, you know.
Yeah, you got
thermos life.
Stanley, you got the Stanley. Earth. Do you have the Stanley? You know about the Stanley thermos?
No.
It's good. Lifetime warranty. You get on it.
Yeah. Oh. You must have been there when those were made.
I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
They're from the 1800s.
Back when they invented thermoses. Sam remembers.
I didn't mean to bring this type of energy to the show. It's really a welcoming environment. And we're very happy to have Brando with us.
I feel very welcome.
Lesson learned, though. Don't pop off at Amanda. She'll get you back.
Was that a get back?
It was. It was good.
It was a shot fired. It was definitely a shot fired.
It was definitely like some action.
We're just trying to hype it up and start a fight. She got you.
I'm here to antagonize this. Yeah, I see you, April.
It's a loving environment.
It is.
And we're focused on that right now, you know. So... Fall vibes, we're out here. Send us our records. We're gonna be playing more music next week. We'll be back with more of Brando, Amanda, A-Ball. Yes.
Word.
Gang.
The fam's back.
We're gonna announce something with A-Ball soon. I want to announce that next week.